Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I'll be a whole lot less shorter than yesterday. Yesterday was ridiculous, but especially, you know, because I kept adding more things. The last part was, yeah. I sent a card today. This time, instead of to George, I'll get back to George tomorrow, but it went to MetaView. A video was released today, Modern Slavery, from Coco to Sex, offering a fighting chance for this for some. An email was sent to many referencing a church that sent the police to intimidate me. That was MetaView. I'm still seeking reconciliation. I'm going to make a prediction. You know, I want to hear a thing. It's most likely. I could be wrong. That would be my joy to find out that I'm wrong. But my guess is I won't hear a thing. The video last night, I had just a tiny bit. I added it. It was done. It was rendered. It was put on Kozlowska.org this morning. It was put on ShofarLeaks.com this morning. So that they're separate servers. So there's two copies out there. And it was put on YouTube, Brighteon, and BitChute. My expectation was that I'd get some traffic from BitChute right away. And I did. It's actually slightly lower. I expected that I might have 50 by now, but I only at around 30, 39, I think it is, 36, whatever it is. What shocked me, I mean, really, really shocked me, is I have, I think it's 30 views on Brighteon. I mean, that's, wow! I mean, that shocked me. That simply shocked me. And, you know, obviously on YouTube, I didn't expect any traffic. And for a long while, it was at zero. But there's one now! And my assumption is, because I sent emails out to a bunch of people. And because obviously I can look at the two sites and I'm getting web crawlers, but very little traffic for people looking at it there. Because even though it was in the link, people do seem to be looking at it on other ways, if any of that is from the email I sent. But anyway, so the video's done. I really think, you know, take something, you know, like a lot of the fancy videos that come out. You know, what's one of the ones that I keep hearing mentioned is the Died Suddenly one, because that one was sensational. So the delivery I think is better than mine. I would suggest in my 14 minutes of video, I put a whole lot more content in it. I do wonder about clarity. I do wonder there's some places where when I listened back to it, a couple words didn't come out clear. And I missed it, until it was done. But it's done. So it's out there. I emailed, obviously, some friends. I emailed a whole bunch of organizations and individuals. You know, for example, you know, I do drop in a clip of the Dark Side of Chocolate, the video from 10 years ago, to the producer of that video, because I have his email address, you know, and we'll see. Because I've emailed him before and nothing. So we'll see what happens. It does concern me because, you know, I'm in a difficult position. But, you know, and again, the thing that I want to emphasize is that I used a whole bunch of clip art, you know, free stock photography for a lot of the stuff. But not all of it. Because some of the people you see there are slaves. Slaves in the coca industry, that would be clear. But the two women, when I switch to talking about sex slavery, you see two women. Those are sex slaves. Those are not just clip art. Those are sex slaves. Freed. So we'll see if anybody, you know, One last thing. I was it yesterday, day before, you know, I tried to inform a few people, because the one gentleman from the guy who actually owns Metro now, he bought it from his dad. He is in Ukraine, and I don't know details. I have heard that they know he's in there, so I don't know what's going on. You know, there are a whole lot of issues that have actually are accelerating right now, and so I do wonder. Again, I don't know if he's doing the right thing or he's being used. I don't know. It could be, you know, my hope is he's doing the right thing and he is being a blessing, not trying to do the right thing and being used. But I don't know. So maybe we'll find out. And the assumption is, considering what I've heard thus far, it looks like the odds of him being at risk of being fleeced may be low. I don't know. But one of the things I did is I sent to my friend Chris and this gentleman a link to a video from a group called the Duran, this Alex and Alex. Alex and Alexander, because they did it was from the Duran, but it was one of the Alexes and two other people. But it was really good because it talked about the history of the people and the culture. It was more the history than the politics. And I thought it was very helpful. And they use, you know, the Microsoft Office, you know, the online stuff and whatnot. And apparently I don't know if it's Microsoft or a third party, because I do know that, you know, my web servers get hit when I send a link to one of my, you know, something from mine when I send it to Chris, and it's coming from an Amazon server. And, apparently, when I sent the link, because I experimented. I sent a whole bunch of different links. If I send the link to any of the Duran videos, it's bounced. They're censored. And I find that fascinating. Why would that be censored? Probably, you know, they are politically incorrect because they point out, you know, the fascism, the Nazism, and so forth within the Ukrainian government. They point that out directly. So therefore, they're fake news. you know, they give evidence, fake news. And they have alluded to the fake news around the COVID and whatnot, but they don't touch upon that much, but they referenced it. And I find that fascinating because it's censored. You know, and I don't know how much I'm censored because obviously, you know, the video I did censorable, shall we say. You know, but YouTube's got it on there because, you know, obviously YouTube does the, you know, it will take and give you the subtitles because they listen to it, not a person, but a machine, and generate subtitles. And so they know the text and they can look at the text. And that's, I think, how one of my videos was taken off as hate speech. So this survived. So that's great. But anyway, so that's where I'm at. You know, I have so about 70 views in 8 hours or so, 9 hours, whatever it is. And I hope, you know, it's not view count. It's responses. And I'm looking for a response. If you can watch that video and say, I don't care, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, hey, I'm under 10 minutes. I love you and I want you back.